This is Kobe Rodney, and you're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 Podcast.
The Mike Kaplan 100 Podcast has been brought to you by RefereeRant.com. This is our craft. This is our skill. This is our voice. We have something to say. Referee Rant was conceived by a lowly official, me, looking to make side money on the weekend. Not that he didn't take it serious. He never thought of it as a skill, a craft, right there for the taking to master. Flag football turned into softball, softball to lacrosse, then basketball. Football, soccer, baseball soon followed. We're on the field. We're on the court. You may ref better than us, but you can't write like us. You might write better than us, but you can't ref like us. Marrying art and officiating. Find us at RefereeRant.com. Fight!
Welcome to the Mike Kaplan 100 Podcast. I'm Mike Kaplan, owner of East Fitness Training, high school basketball coach at Huntington High School, pro performance specialist. I'm here interviewing athletes who are sharing their stories and journeys about taking their talents to the next level. Today, my guest is Kobe Rodney. What's going on, Kobe?
I'm good, Mike.
Kobe plays basketball right now at the Churchill School and Center in Manhattan. And Kobe, you live in Westchester, right?
Yeah, I live in Westchester.
So how far is that from your school?
Let's see, on a good weekday with traffic, it's good like 40 minutes.
All right. So now are you in school or you're digital because of the whole coronavirus pandemic?
Right now it's a hybrid, so I got 2 days online and 3 days in person, but with this recent hearing of another lockdown, it might go online again for the whole week.
So you being now with the whole pandemic, high school player, this is your junior or senior year?
Senior year.
Senior year. And I know you have tons of interest from a lot of colleges to play basketball. Are we allowed to talk about it on the radio right here? I know on the podcast. I know you like keeping things secretive. You want to talk about some of the schools?
Well, I move in silence, so.
Move in silence. So yeah. maybe I could get a top five from you.
A top five? Okay, so I got a melting pot of schools.
There you go.
D1, D3. So my top five right now. So Vassar, Franklin Marshall. Those are the D3s. D1s, I'm looking at Harvard. I'm looking at Bucknell, UMass Amherst, UMass Lowell, and Yale. Those are some of the D1s I'm looking at.
Yeah, just hearing those schools, clearly Kobe has a high GPA. What's your average?
I'm a 95 student.
There you go. Very smart. Smart academic schools. That's the key to, you know, being able to play college sports is to get into higher education and to further your career. You know, you travel from Westchester to come all the way here to Long Island to train with me twice a week in the summer or before this whole pandemic happened. We were getting in more days. You know, what is it like for you really now that your goal is to play at the collegiate level for basketball? What has been, you know, the commitment level that you have really traveling all the way here on a Saturday to work out with me, doing basketball training, playing AAU? You know, what is that whole process like, you know, giving up a lot to play basketball and possibly in an Ivy League school?
Well, there's a lot of sacrifices I have to make, and there's a lot of commitment I have to do when it comes to playing college basketball. Like, during the summer, I was doing home workouts. Well, actually, in the beginning of the pandemic, I was doing home workouts, and I was biking, running. I lost 20 pounds.
Wow.
During the spring. And so one day I was texting my coach, Nate. Shout out Coach Nate Brown, best trainer, best coach.
Great basketball trainer. If you need a basketball trainer, Nate Brown's my guy.
He's like a brother to me, family as always. I was texting him and he texted me saying, oh, I'm doing workouts this summer in Suso with some college and professionals, some overseas players, some powerhouse high school players from like LUHI, from Long Island Lutheran. And it was just a blessing just to play with all these people. And also Mike, the best trainer in Long Island, you know.
Thank you.
That's the guy. Working out with them, 3-4 times a week, learning more in the game, reading and knowledge on the game. Then the whole strength and conditioning process is a whole nother playing field. Like the sleds, the weights, the dunk factory. I've been dunking more, so it's been all sacrifices and commitments.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you remember the first time that you came here? Remember that first experience, that first workout?
The first time I came here was in July. I think it was like second week of July. And I haven't played like on like, I was just playing in my backyard. I was practicing in my backyard most of the time. And then when I first got here, it's like, whoa, I'm back on a hardwood floor. Like, is my jump shot going to be weird? And I felt comfortable again on a hardwood floor at Sousa. And then when I got first introduced to Mike, it was like, wow, there's so much more than just biking, running, and keeping your shot consistent in basketball. So,
yeah, and I mean, you being a high-level high school basketball player, how hard was that first day for you? Like, did you have any idea what you were getting into when you came over here from the courts, or you just thought it was going to be something where we lift some weights and go from there?
Well, I didn't think it was just only lifting weights. It comes with the game. You got to do more than just practice your handle, practice your jump shot, and learn plays. You gotta work on your body. So
yeah. So at what point would you say, now that you're a senior, when did you start playing basketball? When did it really become a goal for you to play at the next level, where you took that next step to get, you know, a basketball trainer and then start working with me? At what point would you say?
So I started playing basketball when I was in elementary school. I wasn't doing competitive, though. I was playing in my mom's gym with some high school players, Norman Thomas, East Side, Midtown. Shout out to my mom. I love her. And then once came middle school, I was also playing football, actually. And then once middle school happened, seventh grade, I was like, you know what? I should take this more seriously. And then I started playing competitively. And once I found out I can do so much on the basketball court, I started doing AAU. So I started playing on the Yorkville Eagles. Shout out JR, my first AAU coach. There was some success on Yorkville Eagles. And I was on there for two years. And then for a short period of time, I was recruited to this team called Westchester Basketball Club. We played in the Nationals in Las Vegas during ninth grade summer. That was a fire experience. And then once I was like, I need to play a higher level, I started playing at Riverside Hawks. Shout out Coach Tony. Shout out Coach John. Shout out Coach Kuba. And I realized I could play with these people. I could play with these players that go to the Catholic school leagues,
right?
The people that play at Wings Academy, Christ the King. I really like to play with those people. So,
right, some of the high level city schools.
Yeah, the high public school league teams. So, and then also with my varsity team, I started that in ninth grade. So, Coach Nate was the coach of the team. We were a very successful team right now. Actually, we won 2 championships out of the 3 years out in the high school. I don't know if there's going to be a season for senior year, but
right,
there was a lot of success. I got my 1,000 points last year.
Hey, congratulations on that. Yeah, I mean, now that you said that, talking about, you know, maybe not having a senior year, you know, in this pandemic, what are they saying for you in the city? What is the whole recruiting process been like? With the whole virus going on, where you really can't go and see schools, it's more virtual or, you know, Zoom meetings. You know, explain that whole experience, you know, just being totally different than a normal recruiting experience.
Well, the recruiting experience is hard. There's a lot of stuff. It's like a middle school relationship. You got eyes on this one person, and then there's like eyes on a whole other people. And that's basically what college is. Like, you're not going to only like one college. You're going to like a bunch of them. And right now, there's a bunch of schools that have interest in me. And they're just like, I'm blessed by the interest and the couple offers I have.
So today being November 14th, you know, if there's not a school season, when would you like to really make, you know, a final decision, or are you still going to wait a little bit longer? Do you feel like you have to make a decision soon, or what's your plan as far as making a college choice, or are you still waiting based on what other offers you get?
I'm planning to wait in, like, I would say March, because I want to hear from the D1 schools, because it's like a dead period right now, and they start, and there's a live period in January. So once I hear from D1 coaches in January, then I'll finally pursue a move and figure out what I'm going to do for my future.
There you go. All right, so coming soon. King Kobe will be making his decision, hopefully in March. Since you've been coming here, working out, let's talk about some of the workouts that we do here, how it's helped you. I know you said you're dunking, you know, much more. What would you say would be your favorite thing that you do here?
My favorite thing. There's a lot of favorites.
There you go. All right, let's go. Give me three.
Because I like the challenges that I put on myself here. Three, obviously the Dunk Factory.
There you go.
That's one.
Definitely a fan favorite.
Fan favorite. Next, I like the sled. I like the sled. I put more weight on there. I started putting like 150, 200 on the sled.
Huge improvement.
Yeah. It used to be 45. I didn't have that muscle until.
Yeah, now you're so much stronger. Dunk Factory sleds, that's two.
Third. There's a lot of options for the third. Oh, I do like the box jumps.
Yeah, plyometrics. Yeah. Of course, basketball player likes to dunk. All three things help him dunk.
I'm all about explosiveness.
Exactly. Yeah. What about what would your least favorite? What do you hate doing? Once I say it, you're like, oh man, I don't want to do that. Even though you know it might be good for you, it's just torture to go through.
I wouldn't say I have a least favorite because they're all, I like challenges, but I would say the 4 minutes of fun, that gets, when it gets to like the fourth one, my core is aching by then, so.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, I hope you guys do have a season, or at least try to do something. If not, I hope you could get in these showcases and really show off your skills. Kobe's a great kid, and we wish you the best of luck. You know, hopefully you're getting more offers here. One day, hopefully, we see you playing in the Ivy League. So we're going to end with, I'm going to call it Keep It 100. So it's really just going to be a series of questions, rapid fire. I'm going to say two different things, and you'll give me one answer. Which one you like better? You ready to rock?
Yeah, I'm ready to rock.
All right, here we go. Long distance or sprints?
See, I got durability, so.
See, yo, it's supposed to be rapid fire, rapid fire.
Yeah, my fault. Sprints.
All right. TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram. Oh, my God.
Airbuds or Beats?
I'm liking Airbuds right now.
Yeah, me too. Nike or Under Armour?
Nike. Oh, my God. Checks. Checks like Nike.
Spotify or Apple Music?
Spotify. I'm always a Spotify guy.
Squats or lunges?
Squats.
Winter or summer?
I'm a winter baby, so I got to say winter.
Me too. My birthday's coming up, November 29th. FaceTime or text?
FaceTime.
J. Cole or Drake?
J. Cole.
Chick-fil-A or Popeyes?
I got to say Chick-fil-A.
All right, last question I got for you. What's your favorite late-night snack?
My favorite late-night snack? I like plantain chips. I have West Indian heritage, so I got to have the plantain chips.
There you go. All right, my man, King Kobe Rodney, all the way here from Westchester, going to school in Manhattan. Hopefully someday we'll see you playing in the Ivy League at Harvard. It's been a pleasure having you. Thanks for being on.
Thank you, Mike Kaplan. Best trainer in Long Island.